before. Come out on October 4th to the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts to hear Tiny Horse perform in an acoustically engineered space. Friday nights in the Recital Hall concerts are all ages and licensed. Tickets are $20 each and they're going fast. Check out queensu.ca, the Isabel, for details. Release it
all. Will you catch me in a trust fall? From the New York Underground to Kingston's Grand Theater, Grand On Stage presents the Hot Sardines.
Buy me a Visti Shade. Please let me explain.
Performing songs from their latest album, C'est la Vie, a bilingual blend of original jazz songs and timeless standards. The Hot Sardines, Friday, October 4th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for the Hot Sardines and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Join CFRC at Kingston Writers Fest for At a Loss for Words with Carol Off on September 29th at 10:45 at the Screening Room. In a world where wokeness and fake news are thrown around as pejoratives, Carol Off offers her insight on how to mindfully traverse the current global political climate with the best vocabulary we have access to. Join her for a look inside her latest book, At a Loss for Words, which delves into the meaning of her six chosen words, freedom, democracy, truth, woke, choice, and taxes, unpacking the forces from right and left that have altered them beyond recognition. For more information, festival passes, and single event tickets, visit kingstonwritersfest.ca.
And welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It is the 11 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario, and we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May. You're tuned into The Mood with May. This week, we are doing a specific theme. Let me explain to you what this means, because I feel like for those of you who are not online, on social media, if you're not on the specific side of the internet, you might not understand what this means. But the theme title is Eldest Daughter Syndrome. So like I said, for those of you who are unawares of the background behind this term, it's something, I don't know if it's actually a thing like scientifically, but it's something that has been sort of theorized over the course of people posting TikToks and Instagram posts and all sorts of like little like thought posts and think tanks and whatever. Basically, this is for eldest daughters in a family sort of situation. So I myself am the eldest daughter of four siblings. I'm second oldest. I have an older brother. But it's the concept that in a family sort of dynamic, eldest daughters tend to take on a brunt of the domestic work. They tend to be basically turned into parents, like a secondary parent within the family, and expected to take on a lot of those duties when it comes to the younger siblings and just making sure that the family runs and everything like that. But what comes with that is a lot of trauma, which is such a fun thing to talk about at 11 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday. But there's just a lot of stuff that happens in that sort of dynamic. For one, children should never be expected to act like adults. And the fact that that happens causes them to sort of repress the feelings that they have in order to service the people around them. So this is seen a lot with eldest daughters because, again, they have to take on those parental roles within the family. They have to put their needs aside for the other people in the family, whether that's like parents who are emotionally or mentally incapable of sort of taking care of themselves. So we see like narcissistic parents, we see parents that have like substance abuse problems, et cetera, et cetera. But also taking on that role with their younger siblings, making sure that they're fed, making sure that they go to school, their homework is done, like making sure that they are kept well enough to be existing in a way that is somewhat beneficial to them. And I feel like eldest daughters, again, not only just because of the parents forcing them into this role, but they also just sort of feel that, I don't want to say maternal connection to their siblings, but they just feel like they need to be caring for somebody. That's kind of the role that's put on them in society. Like, you know, when you go to the grocery store with your younger sister and you see the old ladies and they're like, oh, you take care of like your little sister, like you're going to love her forever. And like, I think that's true. I love my little sister to bits, but also did I want to take care of her at, like, as though I'm an adult that has to care for her at 5 years old when she's what, like a year old? Like it's that sort of dynamic of parentifying somebody who shouldn't be in that role and the loss of childhood. And then also just looking back and like seeing how that sort of behavior and that position that you're put in as a child affects your relationships in the future. So whether it's you're looking for somebody to take care of you because you've never had that sort of dynamic in a relationship, whether it's romantic or platonic, like finding somebody who can basically make you feel like you don't have to worry about everything. You don't have to carry the burden of the world on your shoulders. But then there's also the concept of people that are parentified or made to mature at a very young age, accepting conditions in relationships that aren't necessarily ideal because they don't feel like they have a voice to speak out about that. So there's a lot of different ways this can go. It's a very like case by case situation, and it does have long-term effects as you continue. Anyways, not to turn this into a psychology sort of talk, I'm going based off my own experience and people who I've spoken to and their experiences. But the music in this episode today is going to sort of reflect maybe that discomfort and maybe rage, but also like the sadness of never being able to have that childhood and have that life of innocence and sort of not have to consistently worry about what's going on around you and having to be aware of all the moving elements in the room. So I'm gonna just be quiet for a little bit. I'm gonna play my first few songs. So first of all, we're starting out with a song by Hello Mary. It's called Down My Life. This is off of their newest album. I believe it's called Amita Ox. That came out September 13th, so less than a week ago. And then we're going to follow up with Julie off of their new album, My Anti-Aircraft Friend, which also came out September 13th. Oh my God, that is a coincidence. And then at the bottom of that set, we are going to end it off with none other than Fiona Apple. Love her to bits. This is off of an album from 2012 called The Idler Wheel is Wiser Than the Driver of the Screw, and Whipping Cords Will Serve You More Than Ropes Will Ever Do. Because she can't ever have just a simple album title, and I love her for that. So without further ado, here is Down My Life by Hello Mary right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. didn't see my valentine. I sent it via pantomime. While you were watching someone else, I stared at you and cut myself. It's all I'll do, 'cause I'm not free. A fugitive too dull to flee. I'm amorous but out of reach. It's still life drawing of a peach. I'm a tulip in a cup. I stand no chance of growing up. I've made my peace, I'm dead, I'm done. I watch you live to have my fun. I root for you, I love you. You, 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 you. I root for you, I love you. You, 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 you. I made it to a dinner date. My teardrop seasoned every plate. I tried to dance but lost my nerve. I cramped up in the learning curve.
Welcome back. You just finished listening to Valentine by Fiona Apple. Before that, Feminine Adornment by Julie. And at the top of that set, Down My Life by Hello Mary. You are tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May. I hope you stick around for the rest of the hour because this week we are doing Eldest Daughter Syndrome. If you didn't catch me right at the beginning, I don't know if you'd hear my big long explanation about what that means. If you don't know, basically the parentification and whatever, making eldest daughters, giving them adult roles within a family dynamic and not really letting them have a childhood is the summary there. It's a little bit of a trauma dump type episode, but when is it not? I feel like that's the fun thing though, is like being able to connect to music on this sort of level that sort of transcends like, oh, this music makes me happy. This music makes me sad. Like it gives you something to think about. It gives you something to postulate on. That's a 10-cent word right there. We're going to move on just because I fear that I'm going to run out of time because I love to yap. A girly loves to yap. So the next few songs that we have coming up, I'll give you a little preview, is called Girl Anachronism. I can't pronounce things, by the Dresden Dolls. This is off of their self-titled album out from 2004. So it's a little while ago, but they have a lot of great music. They're from Boston, 90s, early 2000s. A lot of cool sounds coming out of this group. So if you enjoy this song, even if you don't enjoy the theme of this episode, I encourage you to check out the rest of their discography. We're going to follow it up with none other than Mitski with Washing Machine Heart. This is off of Be the Cowboy from 2018. Another absolutely heartbreaking album. So if you want to cry, I encourage you to listen to that album in its entirety, probably at 3 a.m. and probably with a little bit of a little bit of food to comfort you. So the last song we're going to play is the newest song from Men I Trust. If you haven't heard of Men I Trust, it is sort of like an indie group out of Montreal. You know what I trust in is the Montreal music scene because they never fail me. If you haven't listened to them or you haven't heard of them up until this point, you're doing something wrong. And I hope that this changes your mind and you go check out the rest of their discography. This was released September 18th. Today is September 18th, September 10th. So it's been 8 days since it's been released. But it's a great song and it happens to fit the theme of the episode. So we'd love to see it. We're going to start it off with Dresden Dolls with Girl Anachronism right here on CFRC, The Mood with May.
I don't necessarily believe there is a cure for this, so I might join your century, but only as a devil gets. I was too precarious, removed as necessary. You know,
baby, baby.
and that was Husk by Men I Trust. Before that, Watching Machine Heart by Mitski. And at the top of that set, Girl Anachronism by the Dresden Dolls, right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. Today's theme, if you're just tuning in, eldest daughter syndrome. I'm not going to get into that again because I feel like I have a lot to say on the subject. I would like to say that a lot of the persistent themes across the songs that I've picked is either a feeling of sadness, a feeling of being overwhelmed, feeling that you have to be in a certain position in your life and you have to be a certain person to certain people, whether that's acting like an adult in a familial situation when you're not really ready to be in that role, whether it's because you're a kid or it's because you weren't able to be a kid, or just different feelings of like rejection or not feeling good enough. So things that I find as an eldest daughter, and I've heard throughout the internet and through other people that I've spoken to in similar situations, just the feelings that come with that and the responsibilities and how that persists into adulthood, how that carries on into your adult relationships, whether those are platonic, romantic, and how that manifests in your everyday life. Even if you think you're over it and you think that you've intellectualized it to a point that you're okay with it, your subconscious is still really not okay with it. That's something I've had to learn. And we're not going to get into my whole thing with therapy because that's a little bit much for an 11:32, sorry, on a Wednesday morning. But I will say to those of you who are out there who might relate to this theme or might be struggling with other issues in your mental health, there is help out there. There is people that you can speak to help support you, help take that burden off and give you different resources. This is especially important to students who are on campus, especially if it's your first year and you're feeling like you don't quite fit in, you haven't found your people, your space yet. First of all, CFRC is a wonderful place to be. If you're looking for a community on campus, drop by, fill out a volunteer application, even if you're not sure you want to do a show. That's what we're here for. And then on top of that, there are embedded counselors for certain programs. There's a lot of mental health resources on campus and outside of that. Make sure you take advantage of that because first year and any year of university, any year of life is difficult at different times. And as much as I talk about my stuff on air and I'm comfortable doing that, not everybody is. So if there's one thing you take away from today's show, hopefully it's not all of the, you know, negative Nancy stuff that I've been talking about up to this point. But if there is one thing you take away from it, that there is help out there, there is a way to make things better, even if they can't be 100%. You know, if you go from like 50% to 70%, it's an improvement. It doesn't even have to be like 50% to 51% is an improvement. And progress is not, it's not consistent. And you're going to have days where you feel a little bit better than others, and that's okay. So, moving on, the next few songs that I have coming up for you are actually all Canadian bands. The first one is Rosier, I believe is how you say it. This is a band out of Montreal. Again, Montreal music scene saves me. It gives me life. It breathes life into me. This is off of a single called La Punition. I'm going to pronounce that wrong because I don't have my French pants on. I can speak French occasionally. They've been dropping singles leading up to an expected album that's going to be coming out, I believe, in November. So if you enjoy this song, again, check out the rest of their catalog. After that, we're going to have Training Wheels by Birds of Prey. I've played them on my show once or twice before, and I do quite love all of the music they put out. This one specifically is off of their EP entitled Yet We're Still Growing in Place that was released July 6th of this year. Very excited for any other work that they release in the coming years. Definitely was one of my top bands of 2024 in terms of like emerging Canadian acts. So check them out. And the last track that I have for you in this set is Basement Revolver with Tired. This is off of Embody Expanded, which was released April 12th of this year, so also a newer track. And I have played them on my show a few times before as well. So you might hear some familiar sounds and voices, but I hope you enjoy. So we're going to start things off with La Punition. Don't quote me on that, by Rosier on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tu m'as, t'es parlé.
And that was Tired by Basement Revolver, a wonderful Canadian group. Before that, Training Wheels by Birds of Prey. And at the top of that set, La Punition by Rosier, or Rosier, I don't know how they pronounce it. All wonderful Canadian groups. Two of them out of Montreal and one of them out of Hamilton, Ontario. So we've come to the end of the episode. I have three more songs left, if I can fit them all in, if I can stop yapping. We might have to cut off some of Ethel Kane because it's a 9-minute long track, and I don't know that we'll have time for that. Anyways, today's episode in review, Eldest Daughter Syndrome, lots of stuff going on there. If you connect to this music, maybe you'll like my show. If you want to listen in next week, it'll be different. If you didn't like the show, still listen in next week because, again, it'll be different. Maybe I'll try and go for something a little bit more upbeat. Maybe something genre specific. I don't know. Next week is a mystery. Tomorrow is also a mystery. I have no idea what's going on in my life ever. but this was The Mood with May. I'm your host, May, or DJ Mayhem, however you'd like to call me. And you're listening to CFRC, the best place to be on the Queen's campus. We're going to end things off with three more tracks. So first of all, we have Ellis with their track Obliterate Me off of their most recent album, No Place That Feels Like. And I believe Ellis is also a Canadian artist. Let me check here. And then, yes, from Hamilton again. Wow. And then we're going to move into Are You Sick of Me Yet by Dizzy off of their self-titled album. Dizzy is also a Canadian artist, and their self-titled album came out in 2023, so fairly recently. And then we're going to end things off with Mother Kane, Ethel Kane, with Thoroughfare off of Preacher's Daughter, which is her album from 2022. Again, another album where you sit and you listen to it at 3 a.m. and you sob because you're a girl. You're just a girl. You're just a girl. I'm just a girl. We're just girls. So thank you for tuning in. This has been The Mood with May, and we're going to end things off with Obliterate Me by Ellis right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I had a dream that I died, and it all turned to white. No one around, not even a sound except for my mind. And I can't imagine anything worse than being alone with myself forever, trapped in my head.
Thank you. crane, tried to master origami, standing in the rain. You're the golden one. Aren't you supposed to know how to handle all this? When things implode, I'm just a rotten kid. I'm just somebody's friend, always circling the scab that I didn't vent. If anybody asks, I'll be swimming with the birds off the deep end. How can't you see? Are sitting pretty, sucking on their Aperol. I'm crying in the bathroom when they start to play my song. When you go home, I withdraw. Stay as long as you like, as long as you can stand it. No, it won't be too long till I am reprimanded. As a girl that you once knew, someone who you outgrew, I fall asleep now to the sounds of. Side of the road in some torn up clothes with a pistol in my pocket. I didn't trust no one, but you said, baby, don't run, I'll take you anywhere. So I hopped right in, out of luck to spend,
and at least your truck beats walking. And you said, hey, do you wanna see the West with me? 'Cause love's out there and I can't leave it be. Sure, it's what you need. So we made off from California to find your lover, driving day and night in every small town diner. Saw our faces at least once or twice, but in these motel rooms I started to see you differently. Oh, 'cause for the first time since I was a child, I could see a man who wasn't angry. And he said, it's been a long damn time since I left Florida. No one left to leave and no one left to love. But now that I met you, I finally know just where I'm. And we found heaven and time with your western sunshine, met my deep southern wind, and you got lost in it, and yet you found yourself hard pressed for air and sweating. You said,
it is 12 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Coming up next is Democracy Now! Views expressed in this syndicated program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of CFRC 101.9 FM, Radio Queen's University.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! This is CFRC 101.9 FM, www.cfrc.com.